is in our lungs. So God, we come to freely give it back to you today. We love you, Jesus.
You give life. You are love. You bring life to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken.
So this is what we cry today.
So great are you, Lord. It's your presence in our lives.
So God, we give you back what you've given us. You've been so amazing. Come on, let's say it again.
You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken.
So from our hearts, God, we cry.
Great are you, Lord.
Come on, raise it.
It's your grace in our lives. Show me all our praise.
That's why we're here. That's why we showed up today. Because it's your breath
in our lives. Show me all our praise. You owe me. It's your grace. So we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise, it's your grace in our lives. So we pour out our praise to you, holy.
It's yours, God. It's yours, God. It may not be much to some, but all that I have is yours. All that I am is yours. Receive it today. Come on and just break those alabaster boxes in his presence.
And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing.
Come on, dry bones. Come on. Come on and declare it today.
All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great.
Come on, if you're watching at home or if you're in your car, let's just declare this. Every voice say,
all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing.
Children, we cry. Your sons and your daughters, we raise up our voice and we declare.
Worshipers,
that would raise up your voice.
we cry out.
We pour.
We pour. We pour. We pour. We pour. We pour.
So we pour out our praise to you.
It's your breath.
It's your breath.
Let's worship him.
We pour out our praise.
We give it to you. 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 Hey, it's your breath.
Hey.
So we pour. I feel something happening in here this morning. It's your breath. God is here to refresh you. Feel the spirit. He's here to encourage you. Sing it again. Lift those hands in worship. Rain down, Holy Spirit, rain down.
Your great and great needs to be done.
Your strength and encourage, rain up.
Your great, your great.
It's yours.
It's your breath in our lungs.
Come on.
So we pour out our praise.
He's looking for worshipers. Let him know.
Your breath in our lungs.
So God, we pour. We freely give it to you. It's your breath
in my lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in my lungs. So we pour out our praise to you, oh Jesus.
Just worship right there where you are. Come on, all over the building. All over the building. The Bible says if there's anything praiseworthy, think on these things. Do you have anything you're grateful for? Do you have anything that you're glad he did in your life? Do you have anything running across your mind that you know he saved you from, he rescued you through? Is there a pit or a hole that he pulled you out of? Is there anything he's doing in your life right now? And though it may be painful, you know he's working in your life right now. If there's anything praiseworthy, think on these things. We don't think on the things where we fail. We don't think where we've screwed up. We don't think on the things that hurt us. If there's anything praiseworthy, softly if you would, it's your breath.
It's your breath in my lungs.
So we
pour.
It's your breath. You just stand right there with me a moment. I feel something in my heart.
Give it to you.
It's been a week where we have served a whole lot of people and brought them into our experience and what God's doing in our lives, and I'll read you some of those comments later. I just feel something in my heart. We've tried to keep it simple this morning. I don't try to come up here and fake folk out no more. I'm almost 49 years old and I'm tired. Can we get the elephant out of the room? Your pastor is tired. There's no S on my shirt. We were preparing for the second service. We were debriefing between service back in the back. Pastor Todd and Ashley looked at me and said, "We're doing three songs." I'm like, "Right." He said, "No, we're doing three songs." I said, "Yeah, everybody. The spirit is willing, but the flesh sometimes struggles to catch up." But we were just singing it. And I'm going to speak this. I'm going to give you a chance to close your eyes. I'm going to pray. I can't help but feel in my spirit that not only are there some people that may need to meet Jesus for the first time, I'm not going to call you down here. Don't feel like that's the pattern this morning. But I feel like there's an even larger number. I feel like there's some people that ended up in this building, or you ended up online this morning. I'm just going to tell you what's in my heart. I sensed that when I came in here and we started singing, that you're someone that we would call rededicate, who would call need to reaffirm your commitment. You're a person who's coming back. You've known God before. I don't know why you walked away. Sometimes it's just a decision that leads to a decision that leads to a decision that all of a sudden is left to 10 years of decisions, and you look and you're a long way away. Sometimes it's something hit you and you didn't see it coming, and God caught the blame for it. A lot of times it's something somebody did to you, and you can't let what happened this way hurt what happens this way. But so many times we get hurt this way, and it cuts us off this way. I don't know why you're here. I don't know if you came by invitation. I don't know if you're hunting and you're empty. I don't know if there's something pulling you because you know you're a long way off, and you got up this morning and something in your heart said, you know what? I haven't been happy since I walked away from God. I got to get back. I don't know why. I don't know the reasons. I can only think there's a list of them. But I sense that there's some people in here that for the first time, but even a greater number, you're sitting here, and you being here and God putting this in my heart means that there's a climactic moment that's supposed to take place. There's a story of a prodigal son. The father never left the house. The son left the house. And the father looked every day till he got back. God don't run you down, but he's there waiting for when you make up your mind to return. He's not mad at you. And you ain't got to come back and be a second-class citizen in the house. He lets you take right back up where you left off. There's a healer of hearts in the building today. There's somebody that plugs all the holes and fills the empty places right here in this room today. And he's calling you back, and he's telling you he's not mad. And he'll bear your shame, the shame of your mistakes and your decisions. Right now, if you would, just bow your head all over this building. If you know that I'm talking to you, if you're sitting there saying, how in the world does he know that that's me? I just try to listen. Can I tell you how important you are right now? If we praise, if we worship, if we give to God of our substance, if I preach and you go home lost, we failed. And I hope that there's a moment right now where the love of God, not his judgment, but his love, not his finger pointing, not his accusation. People do that, not God. Where the love of God is so overwhelming right now that you can't resist him. That he's got your heart in his hand and he's pulling you back. And you say, Pastor, you're talking to me. I need to make things right with God. I've been away too long. I want to get back. If that's you, I'm not calling you to the front. Right where you are, just me and you and Jesus. Throw your hand up in there and say, that's me you're talking to. That's me. Folks, there's hands throwing up all over this building this morning. There's about 60, 70 hands just went up in this building. Wow.
Good morning, it's 15 minutes after 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am radio host Sister Love and I will be here with you till 2 p.m. You are catching the wave. Now back to great gospel music.
Look at somebody next to you. Look at somebody next to you. Look to them. Look to them. Don't look at me. Look at them. Say a name. I've enjoyed you tonight. Yeah. Now look at them again. Say a name. Watch my hand. Now y'all know y'all got rhythm, so watch my hand. Come on, Walita. Yeah. Now if you know he been good. I feel good, Mama Curtis. If you know he been good, let's shake the rafters before we get out of here. Let me hear you sing.
See, Psalms 34 and 8. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Let's do that for a minute. Go ahead, Cal.
28 minute after 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am radio host Sister Love. I hope you are having a great day. Our website is nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Now back to great gospel music.
Everybody, put those hands together. Clap those hands. Y'all, come on and put those hands together.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord about my problems, but it was already done. He cares.
Holiness Church NFI radio broadcast. We believe in God-powered preaching, sound doctrine teaching, and hallelujah praise. Join us with an open heart and a listening ear, and let a friend know we are on the air. Please pray for Overseer William Eli Radcliffe as he gives us a divine word from heaven. Now, Pastor Radcliffe.
People have walked you off, said you would never amount to anything, said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time, what did he see? When mama said you would never be nothing, when aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything, when daddy didn't come home anymore, he didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you, and what did he see? What did he see?
Even the people that see or saw the worst in you, when God gets through with you, some of them will even see the best in you. Can I get a witness? So you want to live for God for your best. Do your best, and God will take care of the rest. Come on, say it loud and say, if I do my best, God will take care of the rest. Come on, put it in God's hand, whatever it is. The best in you. I want to talk to you today. I want to ask you a question. Before I ask you a question, let me pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And the people of God said, amen, amen. I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you, who is the greatest? Ask your neighbor, who is the greatest?
Who is the greatest?
Well, way back in the early 60s, there was a man called Cassius Clay, a.k.a. Ali. And he told all of the world, he said, I am the greatest. He told his opponent that he could float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. And what their and their hands couldn't hit what their eyes couldn't see. But come on, let everybody say but. Mm-hmm. But his greatness originated from what he did on canvas match in a boxing ring. Can I get a witness? Secondly, when I talk about greatness, and it comes to my mind two young girls from Compton, California. They went from the public park to park, practicing and working on public courts. And they eventually went to the top of the world. Can I get a witness? And one of them, Serena, we're talking about Venus and Serena, she statistically is the greatest Grand Slam player of all time. But overall, their greatness was created and started on tennis courts. Can I get another witness? See, if I had time, I could spend all day talking about great people, great things that they did, great accomplishments. I could talk about things that happened in the world from the Red Sea of Georgia, the Red Hills of Georgia, to the Pennsylvania Avenue, from the Red Sea to the Great Lakes of Michigan, actually where Serena was born. I could talk about great things that happened on Bunker Hill to Capitol Hill. I could talk about things that happened on Damascus Road to Hadley Road. Can I get a witness? And I could go on and on and on and on. But I won't do that, because I want you to still be here when I finish this sermon. Can I get a witness? Most importantly today, I do want you to know that it doesn't necessarily, you don't necessarily have to have a bronze or silver or gold medal around your neck to be considered great. A person that doesn't have a gold jacket or be inducted into the Hall of Fame, be a person that wears that gold jacket or the green jacket and say you won a master's, everybody doesn't have to win an Oscar or receive an Emmy, but, let me hear you say but, you got but again, but I'm sure you know some people in your own family, like mama, like grandmama, like daddy, like grandpa. I'm sure you know people in your family, not in your family, your church family. I'm sure you know somebody that God has to care for you. Can I get a witness? And I know that some of you know people in your family that are even greater than the people that I have already mentioned. Can I get a witness? See, I'm talking about people that you heard of, but I'm talking about now people that you know. People that raised you when you couldn't do for yourself. Can I get a witness? It takes greatness to do that. It takes love to do that. My sermonic text comes from Matthew, the 23rd chapter and the 11th verse, where Jesus warns religious leaders, namely the scribes and the Pharisees, about their leadership. And he was warning them that their leadership was more interested about serving it and themselves than others. 23:11, as you can see it up there on the screen, Jesus said, he said that the greatest among you shall be your servant. And I want you to read that loudly back to me. Read that scripture. But he that, read it again. He that is greatest among you must be your servant. And he told them that those who exalted themselves would be humbled, and those that humbled themselves, they would be exalted. Can I get a witness? You see, church, ironically, Jesus' view of greatness was much different as to how the world and these religious leaders thought it to be. And yet, the Bible does say, give honor to whom honor is due. But, let me hear you say but again. But see, honor and awards are not given to a person for what they receive, but because of what they have given. Can I get another witness? It's all right to think high of yourself. It's all right. The Bible says it's all right to think high of oneself, but you never should think more highly of yourself than you ought to think. Can you say amen? See, even when the disciples argued with one another about who would be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, Jesus used a little child as an example to make his point and highlight their self-centeredness, their selfishness, their pride, and their ego. Jesus got a little child And he said, and he told them that when they asked him who is the greatest in heaven, Jesus called a little child in Matthew 18, 1 through 4. If you have your Bibles, you could find it sometime and read it. And Jesus called that little child. He sent that little child in the midst of them, and he said, "Verily, I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." He said, "Whosoever therefore shall humble himself, herself, y'all self, myself, everybody, shall humble himself as a little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Here the disciples were arguing about petty issues. They were acting childish. But he wanted them to be childlike. Can I get a witness? Which means that he wanted them to be humble, and he wanted them to have sincere heart like a child. Now let me ask you another question. Are you childish or childlike when it comes to serving the Lord? Another great person in the Bible is Moses. If you look at Numbers 12 and 3, it says that Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. Yes, Moses was humble. He was great, and he did great things. But, let me hear you say but. But the Bible lets us know that there is one even greater than he. And when I say that name, Moses, I know everybody knows something about Moses. Can I get a witness? And see, but when you get time, I want you to read Hebrews 3:1 through 4. I won't read it all, but Hebrews says, "But Jesus deserves far more glory than Moses. Just as a person who builds a house deserves more praise than the house itself. For every house has a builder, but the one who built everything is God. Now we know the Bible says that all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." And we know that everything God made is good. We consider ourselves as being good in the eyesight of God, who has no respect of persons. Everything that he made is good. But that goodness can only come out when we humble ourselves, and then God will exalt us. But if we exalt ourselves, the Bible says the base. In other words, God will bring you down. He will bring you down to the ground, all because of foolish and selfish pride in one's mind. Can I get a witness? But he that humbles himself. Moses did great things because he was a humble man, the most humble man on the face of the earth, that led millions of people and brought them out of bondage that they had been in for over 400 years. That's a great man. Can I get a witness? But see, and then it goes on, but everything God and Jesus was God, see. Jesus was God incarnate. He was personified. He was God alive, embodied in a man's body. So no matter who you talk about, whether it be Moses, whether it be David, whether it be Paul, whether it be Joshua, whether it be women, Deborah, prophetess Deborah, women, Mary, but the greatest one is Jesus. Come on, let me hear you say Jesus. When Paul talked to the church of Philippi and wanted them to be great, he told them that they needed to have the attitude that Christ had. Can I get a witness? As the New Living Translation puts it, he told them, don't be selfish. Tell somebody, don't be selfish. He said, don't try to impress others. Come on, Seth, don't try to impress others. But tell them, be humble. This is what Paul says in Philippians 4. He said, be humble, thinking of others as better than yourself. Don't look out only for your own interest, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Jesus Christ had. Paul told them in the King James Version, let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, and being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. See, Jesus was humble. Jesus was the Son of God, but he humbled himself. He made no reputation of himself. And when I think of Jesus and all that he's done for me, I know and I have learned, I have heard about that man named Jesus. Have anybody, when you was a child growing up, didn't they talk about the man named Jesus? Well, see, I heard that one day I got an appointment with him. I heard, and one day I got a relationship with that man called Jesus. I can remember the day. It was February the 28th, 1993. I was sitting right over there on the organ, and that was the day that I heard the voice of the Lord in my ear and knocking on the doors of my heart. And I got up on that morning, I came and I gave my life to the Lord. And he converted me. He changed me. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. How many of you can remember that day? How many of you can remember the hour? How many of you can remember when you accepted the Lord Jesus? Can you say, yeah? What's his name? What's his name? What's his name? His name is Jesus. And when I think about Jesus, and when I think about how great he is, I think about that old hymn that a Swedish poet and minister wrote way back in the 1800s. And one of the a few lyrics of that song, he said, oh Lord, my God, when I'm awesome wonder, consider all the world thy hands have made. I see the stars. I hear the rolling thunder, the power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great, how great, how great. Let me hear you say, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great. How great thou art. He wasn't on a tennis court. He wasn't in a boxing ring, but he did the hanging. He hung on the cross for you and I, that we might have a right to the tree of life. Let me hear you say, how great, how great, how great thou art. Thank you.
bigger than the universe. You're bigger than the sun and the stars. You're bigger than the things that could tear me apart. You're bigger than the universe. You're bigger than the sun and the stars. Bigger than the thing, oh my, you could tell me apart. For I know you're greatest on the earth. For I know you're greatest on the earth. You're bigger. You're bigger than the problems I face. You're bigger than the disasters I see. You're bigger, control the bigger deeds than what this life may bring. Oh, Lord, you're bigger than the universe. Yes, you are. You're bigger than the sun and the stars. You're bigger than the sea.
God has, Jesus has unlimited power. He has unrestricted power. All power is in his hand. God gave it to him. And it says, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. How many of you can say it today that Jesus is Lord? Come on, Jesus is Lord. Or he can make a way out of no way. He can turn your midnight into midday. Trust in him and lean and depend on him. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Consider it joy, my sisters and brothers, when you face various trials, knowing that those things are the testing of your faith. Amen. And I say to you today, keep the faith. I say to you, we know that Jesus is the greatest. He's the greatest healer. He's the greatest doctor. He's the greatest lawyer. He's just the greatest mother. He's the great for the motherless, the fatherless. He's the greatest. We were talking about a few weeks ago, our very own evangelist, Anthony Evans, and we had a Zoom session, prayer session, on a Thursday night at 8 p.m. when he was supposed to get his heart transplant. And at 8 p.m. on that Thursday, the operation and everything got started. And we prayed and prayed. The elders and the evangelists and the deacons, we met on Zoom and we prayed for Evangelist Evans. He had his heart transplant, and right after it, he had a stroke. Then we had to pray harder. He surviving the stroke, doing better. A couple of days later, his lung collapsed. We had to pray harder. But we never stopped praying. But let me tell you something, he's gotten better and better and better. I talked to him last night, and he said the cardiologist said if things keep going like it's going, in less than 2 weeks he'll be coming back home. Come on, give God And today his wife is going to visit him today. God is keeping his wife Mary strong. She's going to visit him today over there in Duke University Hospital. But I just want to let you know there are a lot of miracles right here in Lincoln Park. All kinds. How many of you been healed right here in Lincoln Park? How many of you know that is healing in this place? Deliverance in this place. I thank God, and Evangelist Selena Hummer told me that her mother had to have a heart procedure. And lo and behold, I didn't tell her then, but a week later, my wife, first lady, was scheduled for one. But let me tell you something, both of them went in and come out fine. I want you to know that first lady went in, came out fine through the power of prayer. And on Thursday, a week later, she and her daughter, Takara, and granddaughter, Aria, they was over there volunteering to help somebody else. Why you think God keeps on making a way? He's making a way for you so you can help make a way for the world. That's why even when we give, and we give to this church, you may not have as much, but when you and we put it all together, then maybe we can do something to keep things going, and we can be a blessing to somebody else. And I want you to know I thank God for every one of you. But whatever you do, make sure you be humble. That's the sign of a good Christian. Is there one today that desires to join the Lincoln Park Holiness Church? The doors are open. We have candidates for baptism and trustee Milton Privet, Chairman Trustee Clifton Wright. They've got the second water tank, a new one, to make sure the baptism approved will be feeling good. We've got a waiting list, and before long, we're going to be carrying people into the pools. And Lincoln Park is going to start back baptizing because our main objective is winning souls. So tell everybody, get ready. Get ready, get ready. We get ready to have a revival. We get ready to go after the lost sheep. We're going to do whatever we can to help people make it into the kingdom of God. Is there any of that desire special prayer? I want you to raise your hand wherever you are. God knows what you stand in need of. And sometimes, we look and we need to, the old folks say, not my mother, not my father, not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. If you want God to hear your prayer, you need to come clean before him. Don't bring any baggage. Come to him and say, Lord, look at me. Try the reins of my heart. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Well, I'm going to ask Elder Demetrius Hoffman to come and lead us to the throne of grace in prayer.
Let us all pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you as humble as we know how. First saying, thank you for this day and this time right now, God. Thank you because through it all, you gave us the opportunity to come talk to you on this morning right now, God. God, we want to say thank you because what we're going through has not set us back to the point that we cannot communicate. So right now, God, we want to say thank you for your grace and your mercy that has led us to this point in the place. And right now, God, that same grace and that same mercy, that same power that woke us up this morning, that same power that gave the activities of our limbs, that same power that made us see, that same power that let us walk, that same power that fed us on yesterday. We ask that same power to come right now in the name of Jesus. God, touch in the name. You know what we stand in the need of. You know what our prayers are. You know how our bodies feel. You know what our finances are. You know what our children are. You know where our family is. And right now, God, we say, have your way. Have your way, God. Have your way in our heart. Have your way in our minds. Have your way in our bodies. Have your way in our souls. Have your way right now, God, because we are confident when you have your way. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. When you have your way, healing takes place. When you have your way, deliverance takes place. When you have your way, salvation takes place. So we say, have your way, God. God, we ask you to arrest our will and let your will be done. And God, give us the ability to trust when we don't see. Give us the ability to not worry when we don't have the answer. Take our hands out of it and put your will all in it right now, God. God, before we come up off of this altar, we want to say thank you in advance. For you said in your word, the power of life and death is in the tongue. So right now, God, we say we shall live and not die. We say we shall be above and not beneath. We shall be the lender and not the borrower. We shall be above and not beneath. God, we say thank you right now. For our faith goes past our circumstances. Our faith goes past the doctor's report. Our faith goes past the financial report. Our faith goes past our circumstances. And we call ourselves victorious. We call ourselves overcomers. And we call ourselves conquerors. And right now, God, we ask that you bless right here on these hallowed grounds. And God, bless Lincoln Park in a mighty special way, God. God, you know what we stand in the need of. You know what the heart of the people have right now, God. And God, we ask you to let us be a city on a hill that cannot be hid. We thank you in advance for all the things you're going to do, how you're going to move, and how you're going to set us free right now, God. God, if we will be remiss without acknowledging your power and your greatness. For we are confident that you, if you are forever our God, we can forever be your people. We ask all these things in the name of the Father, Son, and the blessed Holy Ghost. In Jesus' sweet name we do pray. Amen.
Stand. Come on, let's give God a hand.
Remain. Please remain standing. And as customary on the fifth Sunday of every month, it gives us an opportunity to show our pastor love and appreciation. Weren't you inspired by the message we saw today? Amen, amen. And for that, we just want to ask you to show our love offering for our pastor today before we pass out. We ask the ushers to start at the rear.
Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at LincolnParkChurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, Cash Tag, Lincoln Park, CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station reaching the world with gospel music and preaching.
I was lost in my own world,
feeling really confused.
Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from, told the Lord about my problems, but it was already done. He cares, cares for me.
things work together for my good. And I know that all things work together for my good.
Every time I need you, you saw me. Yeah. Yo, Tell y'all something. On my job, just the other day, we got to talking about all the denominations that we have. We got to talking. Look, one said, I'm Baptist. One said, I'm Church of God in Christ. One said, I'm Seventh-day Adventist. One said, I'm Jehovah Pastor. You know what I told him? I said, it don't make no difference. What the denomination might be.
You got to be born.
He asked the Lord,
you got to be born.
Say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through. I have my days when it's true, y'all. I just can't smile. I just wanna cry. It ain't easy. Sometimes it's work just to be alive. But when I think of the goodness that's come to me, it's easier to let go. That I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror and say to yourself, I've come to fight to quit. So say I'm good. Good enough to love myself. Good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress. Just the freedom to know that you are blessed.
I'm good.
Good enough to handle my fears. Good enough to raise my kids. The past is the past, and honestly, I'm happy for where I'm at because I'm. Am I confident? I reply with every now and then. But life comes down to two things, and that's rejection and acceptance. So I reject that there's no peace, and I accept that I am free. That's all I have to be. That's all I ever need. Cause when I think of the goodness that comes to me, it's easier to let go. That I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I've come too far to quit. So say I'm good. Good enough to love myself. Good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that God is blessed.
I'm good.
Good enough to handle my fears. Good enough to raise my kids. The past is the past, and honestly, I'm happy for where I'm at because I'm
my people.
Let me tell you, and I'ma say it loud and clear. And you listen, so you hear me, so you never will forget. You're good enough to get that job. You're good enough to drive that car. And on top of all these things, you're good enough to have your dream. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. Good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that you are blessed.
I'm good.
Good enough to handle my fears. Good enough to raise my
He's been good.
He's been good to
spring. So I knocked on the window, they bowed at the door. Oh, brother, no one came to take on more. But don't resent that, I'm sorry, friend. God got the keys and you can't get in. Oh, hell is gone.
Hey, children.
God's gone to
send the water
from time. Oh, Lord, I hear
My blessings are, nor they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance, but truth. I'm not lucky enough.
I'm not Hello.
Hello, Tommy.
Yes?
This is one of your fans. I heard that you were in a bad accident.
Well, it's true.
Tommy, out of all of the things that you've gone through, is there anything that you would like to tell somebody today?
Yes, I would like to share this with you. The Lord have been good to me. He spared my life. And I'm gonna keep on working. I'm gonna keep on trusting. And I'm gonna keep my hands in God's hands. Cause you know I have.
Tell me what happened.
Well, I got caught between two tractor trails. The nurses, the police, they couldn't understand I was still alive. But what they didn't know, I had a visitor ride with me. And it's one more thing, what they didn't know, God is still working miracles. They rolled me to the ambulance, and as we rode down the highway, Lord have mercy, I begin to think about how good God have been to me. I begin to think about, I had a close call in my life. I'm gonna keep on working. I'm gonna keep on trusting in him. But I just couldn't help myself. I just had to keep on thinking about, I had a close call in my life. And I don't know about you,
I had a close call in my life.
I had a close call.
Yeah.
dream of a city called heaven, so bright, so bright, and so fair. And as I entered the city, I cried, holy, holy, and the angels all met me there. Well, didn't they carry me from mansion to mansion? Yes, they did. And the sight that I saw, then I said to them, please let me see Jesus. I want to see Jesus, for he's the one who died for us all. So what I done? Yes, I did. And there my love was. They all knew me well. What they done, they showed me around. They showed me around. Showed me around. The city and the scenery was too numerous to tell. What they done, they showed me. I looked around and saw Jacob. That was what I saw. And Timothy, I asked him, is it all right if I take a little time out to thank Jesus? Let me thank Jesus for saving.
North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Sunday, I'm singing Mary, Mary.
Yeah.
They love me or they hate me.
Yeah.
For my skin color.
Yeah.
But you say I am your brother.
Yes.
The government keep lying to me.
telling me that they come to set the people free. But the power falls when you catch us on the knees. Heaven, please, we're in a state of emergency. See, we need a strong God, yeah. We need the real God, yeah. The God with the resurrection power from the grave. Take away the hate, to heal the human race, yeah. We need a, we need a, we need a, we need a strong God.
They made it, made it. They said the climate changing, the poor people in the cold. But you keep preaching to their soul. But we don't meet till everybody's free, and we won't sleep till everybody eat. Until lives matter, more than ties matter.
Say, government keep lying to me, telling me that they come to set the people free. But the power falls when you catch us on the knees. Heaven, please, we're in a state of emergency. See, we need a
strong God.
Real strong, yeah. We need a
real God.
Yeah, yeah. The God with the resurrection power from the grave. To take away the hate, to heal the human race. See, we need a,
we need a,
we need a,
we need a
strong God.
We need
a,
we need a,
we need
a,
let's go.
Be the gospel.
My country, tears of thee, sweet land of liberty. When will we finally see? We need a strong God. Yeah. The government keep lying to me, telling me that they gonna set the people free. But the power falls when you catch us on the knees.
Oh, not
heaven, please, we're in a state of emergency. Cause we need a strong God, yeah. We need the real God. The God with the resurrection power from the grave.
Yes,
to take away the hate,
yes,
to heal the human race.
Come on.
We need a, we need a,
we need a,
we need a,
we need a
strong God.
Mayday, mayday.
Yeah, yeah.
Say mayday, mayday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mayday,
mayday. We are, we are, we are.
We are more than friends.
More like a brother, closer than a best friend. Not just fair weather, but right there through thick and thin. Can't talk to you any time of the day. Never been too busy to hear what I had to say. All you were scared of, didn't you prove it time and time again? You've always been right there, there's no one else I can compare. Before I knew myself, you knew all about me. The past, the present, my future and my destiny.
More than friends, there's no one else that loves me more than you.
More than friends.
I'm not the same man, and it's obvious.
future's alright. But it wasn't my day. Somebody cried win. How about a win? How about a win? Win is alright. It just wasn't my day. How about Thursday? How about Thursday? Thursday's alright. But it wasn't my day. What can I tell you? My day, y'all. Can I tell you? My day, y'all. One Friday. One Friday. Late one Friday. One Friday evening. And I was sitting there when I felt something. Something moving on my right side. And when I looked around, something was moving on my left side. And when I looked down, my feet had started moving. And when I turned to hold my feet, my hand wouldn't be still. Felt like running. Felt like running. Did it touch you? Did it touch you?
Stop.
When people look at you, they've all of a sudden got something else to do.
Heavy the load, but the hand of you.
You better step out of that box. You better stand up and talk. You better step out of that box. You better stand up and walk. You better step out of that box. You better stand.
Think about all the many wonders God has performed in your life.
And I'll bet you begin to thank him.
From sickness and diseases.
Depression.
Depression.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond measure.
But through it all.
You have kept me on.
The more I think about it.
The more I think of thank you.
Through the hatred,
anger, and anger,
struggles, and when I fall,
and stumbles,
but you've made,
me strong,
the more
I think,
yeah,
the more I think of, thank you.
Yes. One more, listen. I was down.
Down and out.
They taunted me,
cheated,
and mistreated, but you carried
me.
The more I think,
when
I think about your goodness,
the more I think I thank you.
Yeah. Now everybody can relate to this. Let's thank him.
Thank you,
Prince of Israel.
before we go, right before we go, listen to this.
From chaos and emotions,
evictions, you made so many ways.
But you
had
me.
About it, I can't help but thank you.